This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Jonathan E. Mort is relaxing out by the pool with his children. I love that. I mean, you know, I just get concerned about you, Jonathan, working so hard. Even when you take a break, you're working still so hard. And so let me just take a moment to say thank you, Jonathan, for taking some time down to watch the kids swim in the pool.
Well, thank you, Robert. That's a good thought. We want to be able to do that. A lot of people work hard, and you have to bear in mind that the most important things in life are not those things that you work at ordinarily. It's your children. If you fail on that mission, I think you rendered yourself a great disservice and them a disservice. So
yes,
we have to be careful. We have to take the time necessary to be with our kids and enjoy life. So
you are doing great. And you know what reminds me, Jonathan? Remember when we were out at the resort in, in Maryland, Virginia? Where was it? It hosted the Sacred Fire of Liberty some years ago.
Yes, sir.
And we were in the pool together. We were all in the pool. The kids were in the pool. I was swimming in the pool. And we were chatting. Of course, you didn't have your glasses on. I had mine. We were two blind people at that moment in the pool. And talking about the radio show, because you had your own weekly radio show. And I said, I don't know how you're going to keep up with this, because you're getting so busy. There's so much demand on your time, and it's all the more urgent every day. And that was that moment where I said, you know, Jonathan, why don't you just come on to my show? We can do the Sacred Fire of Liberty every week on mine, and then you could just show up when you could show up. And for the most part, you have.
And that, what a blessing that has been, Robert, because you're carrying the lion's share, and I get the great benefit of being able to come on and not have to do all that work in preparation, which I just couldn't continue without being able to be a person on your show, Robert, because it just really was, at that point, getting quite overwhelming with all the work that was going on.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that would be a crime to the airwaves to not have you on board, so I'm still grateful to that moment, and so much about that event that really stimulated this into action, and years later, here we are still at it, speaking and rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. So, you know, let's do that this week. There's a lot, so much going on, and I know you want to talk about some really key things we want to get to, but I do have to ask you about this, because our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health have put out an alert about the White House proposing a narrowing of the FDA's mission and a new name. Now, anything that would reduce the power and scope of the FDA, I'm going to sign on to that, okay? I'd like to eliminate them pretty much, but let's just take it incremental if we have to. Now, the Alliance for Natural Health has said they're concerned that if they split it out, let's say, food to a separate division and drugs to a separate division, they're saying, and again, I haven't had a chance to look through this, and you might not either, but let's get a perspective here, that if they leave the dietary supplements in with the drugs, that could destroy what is left of the little freedom we have to have dietary supplements available on the market in the United States.
Yes, I think it's a valid concern, but I think that actually the president is more likely on their side. And here's why I say that. During the campaign, he gave a number of statements that were indicative of support for a lessening of regulatory intervention to block the sale of dietary supplements. And his basic position was that if it's safe, leave it alone. And the fact of the matter is that there needs to be a drastic reduction in the size and scope of the FDA. It's vastly too intrusive into the market. I have long advocated replacing the Center for Drug Evaluation Research with a statutory scheme that would license university centers that were qualified to do the testing with the task of testing drug agents on a blinded basis, so they wouldn't know who the drug sponsor was, and they would perform tests to determine the relative efficacy of the drugs and would issue an opinion that would answer certain factors that were by statute required, and then that would be the presumptive determination of the government. So it would be free of the influence that now heavily, undue influence that now runs the FDA, causing the FDA to approve unsafe drugs as a matter of course, and inefficacious drugs as a matter of course. It's no mistake why you see all these products liability commercials on television for one drug after another. The fact is that drugs that are unsafe are commonly approved by the FDA. And by unsafe, I don't mean that, you know, the balance of the risks, the disease is worse than the drug. I'm talking about those instances where the drug's adverse events are far worse than coping with a disease. In many instances, death or serious adverse effects that may lead to death or permanent disability. In those situations, the FDA has approved a number of drugs, a good number. So it would be good to cut back on that power, and it would be good to cut back on their power over foods as well in favor of state agriculture regulation. And then on the supplement side, quite frankly, there is no need for any government role in dietary supplements at all, including over claims. The Justice Department is more than capable of prosecuting instances of actual fraud when they can prove a statement false, but otherwise, so long as the substance is safe, under the current legislation even, it's incumbent upon the party marketing a product to establish its safety as a dietary supplement, and then they are prosecutable after the fact if they sell something that's adulterated or hurts people. And that's the way it should be, but it ought to be justice. The Justice Department, the United States Attorneys, prosecuting people in instances of provable harm, mm-hmm. as opposed to an FDA meddling in every instance with how you market and how you sell products, which really, in the end, why should we have any concern unless fraud is afoot? And fraud is the province for prosecution on the criminal side at the FDA.
Yeah, those statutes pre-exist the FDA, in fact.
At the Justice Department, I mean.
Yeah.
But you know what, Robert?
What?
They ought to also whack off the Federal Trade Commission. We ought to get rid of it.
Yep. 100% agreement.
Massive waste and really harmful to the economy has been the FTC overreacting, causing an academic dispute over the meaning of a word. They're saying it to be deceptive without any actual proof. This is the ordinary course of the last 8 years. Then charging tens of millions of dollars to these companies, small companies, driving them out of business. And that's the legacy of the last 8 years of the Obama FTC. I would hope that the Trump FTC is going to make a course correction and protect the market rather than destroy it.
Any indication that there's movement at FTC to transition from what it's been to something slightly better even?
I think so. I think that the new chairman of the FTC is pro-market. I think that the division directors that he has appointed are pro-market. I think that there's great hope that they will be far less regulatory and expansive in their exercise of jurisdiction. I think they'll be more protective of people's jobs. You know, a lot of innocent people, you have a company that, let's say, actually does market something with a false claim. Well, it may be that in most instances, the false claim may not have an actual harm to consumers because they're getting out of the product what they wanted. So it frequently is that case. Now, some instances are worse, and in those instances, prosecution may be warranted, I would say, by justice, but not by FTC. But nonetheless, prosecution warranted. In those instances where prosecution is not warranted, but it used to take place in the Obama years, I do believe, I'm hopeful, that this chairman and the new directors will not prosecute and will not pursue those matters. I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some cases before the FTC, where these issues will be tested. and I'll be able to report whether this FTC is a better one than the old one. And I'm hopeful it will be. I think that the...
I'm looking forward to hearing, yes. Jonathan, on the issue of regulation, we talk about fraud. The irony here is that the FDA is engaged, if not outright, in fraud. Certainly they were defrauded by the makers of these opioid drugs that claimed that they were safe, they were effective, they were not addictive or dangerous, as they have clearly become. And they're, the original studies on which they got approved were proved to be fraudulent, or at the very least omissions of fact. And yet the FDA went ahead and approved it. So what does it say about how the qualification is at the organization supposed to protect the public? In other words, I see failure. I see drugs being the third leading cause of death in America. How do they justify their existence with this?
Well, look, the whole system's rigged, frankly. If the party that is the proponent of the drug is the party you look to for testing the drug, and its results you accept almost without any, critique, that circumstance is bound to be favorable to the party that submits it, even in instances where that party minimizes or avoids submission of harmful information. So you don't have any independent testing. FDA relies entirely in drug approvals on the drug sponsor's own testing, which is a bias testing. In every other area of the government, such bias is found to be dispositive of rejection of an application. You have to have independent expert assessments. You can't rely on biased assessments of your own partisan people. Look, the process requires these companies to spend billions on developing a new drug. You have to spend over $200 million on a drug application, or excuse me, $200,000 on a drug application. And it cuts out of the process all the small players. So you got the big players immediately, the only ones before the agency on the drug side, and the agency cows and bends over backwards and even does marketing protection activities and is cozy with the drug company executives. Because these guys know, these people, political appointees of the agency know, that when they get out, they can work for the drug companies if they play their cards right. And benefits and interest from the relationships, even if they don't go where he wants.
In the meantime, Jonathan, the revolving door is smashing one American after another beyond recognition with drug approvals and then denial subsequently by FDA and then FTC of any legitimate claims, including that which is scientifically backed, or dietary supplements, which are perceived to be the competition to toxic drugs of the Fear and Death Administration. We got a lot more to talk about with Jonathan after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you can fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
The sacred fire of liberty. Jonathan Emord kicking it back, watching his kids swim in the brand new pool, which is gorgeous, by the way, Jonathan. Thanks for having it sent over. I did want to see it. It's amazing. Well, I'm ready to dive in with you. But we'll coordinate that.
It's good exercise, Robert.
It was my favorite. I became a landlubber after many years of being a water guy. But anyway, I get back in the pool anytime I get a chance. Now, I want to talk to you about this next story about NATO. Now, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, again, post-World War II, came together to kind of defend against the threat from Soviet Union. And, of course, things have changed. Let's be honest, there's no Soviet Union. Russia has its own interests. Putin does. But one of the things Trump did at NATO was push on the NATO allies to pay a little bit more than like 1% or 0% or 0.5%. And many of these so-called democratic socialist societies over there in Europe have benefited by the U.S. taxpayer footing the bill for their defense, the bulk of their defense, for decades now, generations now. And I think, dagnabbit, it's about time you say, you know what, you got the lap of luxury. You've got free this, free that everybody on the left here in America is claiming. Why can't we have that too? Well, it's only possible when you have no defense expenditures. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, and, you know, this is a situation where Trump is asserting our own best national interest. In this situation, had NATO been as it was at the founding of NATO, when Europe was in a shambles and really looked to the United States and followed the United States and praised the United States, it was always French criticism. But nonetheless, the rest of Europe was essentially an advocate of the American position. Well, the Europe is quite a bit not an advocate of the American position, hasn't been for some time, particularly the French, but also the Germans and the Spanish, and even to a degree, particularly the Labour governments, the British. And so to the extent that they are not towing the line on important policy issues, we're financing their defense despite them essentially spitting in our face. Now, what Trump's saying is this is simple. You have to pay more money. If you want us to put our troops out here 24 hours a day, out in these encampments all along the European countries, designed to defend you and to provide a nuclear umbrella to protect you against any aggressor, you have to pay for that. We can't perpetually be in the position of financing 100% of this when it's in your interest more than our own. If you were completely in alignment with our positions on issues, and it was you gave us favorable trade status, and we, you know, when we interacted with you, you didn't have tariffs on our goods, but you had a total free market, you did what we wanted you to do, well then, you know, maybe it'd be worthwhile for us to pay your defense, because you'd be little America. But if you're not going to be little America, and instead you're going to be an independent state, and you have all this, you flex your muscles and spit in our eye and so forth, well, you got to pony up some dollars for that independence. You got to pay for your own defense. We'll be here. You want to pay for the American military, the best military in the world to defend your country? Take out the bucks. And I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant.
Well, the thing is that the presidents prior to this had never done that. Now, granted, there was a globalist perspective of previous presidents, even Republican ones,
right,
that didn't want to upset the so-called globalist apple cart. But Trump, again, thinking about America first, it's time to, you know, think about ourselves. And that's not a bad thing, as any other country would need to think of itself. I mean, I think they're taking advantage of it. Yeah.
What Trump realizes is that a superpower, America, a superpower, doesn't have to be a superpower that pays for everybody else's lunch. We can do pursue our own best interests ourselves, thank you, and we can tell other countries, get out of the way. And we can tell them, if you don't get out of the way, then you're an enemy. And what Trump is saying to the rest of the world is, look, we're not a taskmaster. We're not going to beat you up without provocation. But we are not going to cede our national interest to you just because you have an objection. We're not going to do apology tours like Obama. We're not going to withdraw our forces in defense of our own people and our own interests in favor of what you want to do with those people and those interests. We're going to defend them. So if you're an ally, you're going to stand with us. And if you're not an ally, we're not going to pay for it. And moving in that direction, and that's exactly what we should do.
All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk to Jonathan about the pick for Judge Kavanaugh to be the next Supreme Court Justice. There's some dispute, you know, there's some questions, and I think it's good to ask questions, and we'll ask questions of Jonathan E. Moore during this Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go. Go to RobertScottBell.com. That is the website. RobertScottBell.com. And you'll see all the links in the show notes. Each and every week, we get to hang out with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Emord.com. Links are up in the show notes for that as well. Next hour, we're going to hit a topic. Our friend Darla Shine is being attacked by CNN. She's the wife of Bill Shine, who's now the White House Communications Director, I believe. And we got some interesting updates on that. And CNN's not going to like it. That's tough. Anyway, hey, Jonathan, I want to talk Supreme Court with you, okay? Let me fundamentally, philosophically say, okay, we got supposedly co-equal branches of government, separation of powers, legislative, judicial, executive, Supreme Court, highest up in that judiciary. Now, a lot of people are, you know, obviously on the left apoplectic that Trump gets to select somebody. I'm much more comfortable that Trump's selecting it than Hillary. But at the same time, what if Hillary were president and she got to put it, she had enough votes to put on socialist-leaning judges that violate the Constitution every which way but loose? And then they pass their thing because they'll have the majority of liberal socialist-type judges. Do I believe that suddenly because the Supreme Court rules for socialism, that that's the law of the land? You see, my dilemma here is that I think we put too much emphasis on the Supreme Court to be able to decide what law is, what the Constitution is, because if you have left-leaning judges dominating that court, suddenly we're in a socialistic environment in violation of the Constitution, but they say it's so it must be.
Well, at the heart of judgeship in the United States for a federal judge, at the heart, is the Constitution, and at the heart of the Constitution is the intended meaning of the provisions of the Constitution, because the Constitution itself contains Article 5, the amending power, and relinquishes to the American people, a supermajority of them, the power to amend the Constitution. George Washington put it well in his inaugural address when he said, "Let there be no change by usurpation, for though in one instance it may be an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." And that point is a good one for all time, because here's the situation. If you view constitutional issues from a contemporary political perspective, as liberals do, and they will interpret language any which way in order to achieve an outcome, which is in favor of expansion of state power and correcting private initiatives so that they jive with what they think the world should look like, when you do that, you've lost the Constitution and you've become a roving judiciary where basically you have no limits to your power. And that's where the liberals want us to go, and that's where some of the appointed judges on the Supreme Court have taken us when they've had the power to do so. The Trump majority is not interested in doing that, and I'm particularly pleased with Gorsuch. But I must say I have some reservations about Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. Yes. Because he really is has a bit of a track record which suggests that he is more of a activistic judge than he is what he said he is when he accepted his nomination, a person who follows the letter of the Constitution and is not interested in reinterpreting the document. And in particular, a lot of people might not know this, so Brett Kavanaugh was a clerk to Justice Kennedy. It appears that Justice Kennedy wanted Brett Kavanaugh to be his replacement. Brett Kavanaugh is a social conservative. However, when it comes to Obamacare in the D.C. Circuit, he did issue an opinion in which he identified the taxing clause as a potential basis for constitutionality of Obamacare before Justice Roberts adopted that as the majority opinion of the Supreme Court in the Obamacare decision.
You nailed it, exactly what my concern was there, because Roberts contorted the Constitution in just like, you know, I didn't know Kavanaugh preceded it and set the stage for it. And that means to me that somebody, I think they say, hey, Trump, you know, we're letting you do your thing. You're not a globalist. You're not one of us. We'll give you some leeway, but you got to get this guy in. We want Kavanaugh on the court. That concerns me.
Now, I have to digress slightly here, because one of Kavanaugh's clerks said that we're all misinterpreting Kavanaugh's opinion, that he really didn't say in his opinion that, which was not a majority opinion of the court, that the taxing clause would save Obamacare. He just pointed out essentially the fact that it could be the basis for Obamacare legislation. The problem with that is that it does what he said he wouldn't do, which is reinterpret the language of law to mean what he wants it to mean. Here's why. The Obamacare legislation expressly provides that the revenue that is generated is a penalty, not a revenue-raising tax. It's a penalty to be paid. the modicum of revenue derived from the penalty would nowhere near come to pay for the cost of the Obamacare legislation. Congress expressly determined that it was not a tax, that it was a penalty. And so when you interpret the statute to say that it is a tax, it's actually disingenuous. But worse than that, it is a usurpation of legislative power. It's judges acting as legislators, precisely what Kavanaugh said when he accepted his nomination he would not do. So the proof is in the pudding. Will Judge Kavanaugh adhere to the position that apparently President Trump wants him to, and apparently what he says he will, which is not to be an activist judge in the sense of reinterpreting the Constitution? I have no problem with a quote-unquote activist judge who enforces the Constitution, who says that we have rights to life, to liberty, and property, says that we have a freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and who prevents the state from establishing a religion and, you know, guards against intrusions on our Fourth Amendment rights and so forth. I have no problem with a judge acting to ensure that result. But I do have a problem with a judge who assumes legislative power or who reinterprets in a way contrary to the intended meaning of the Constitution by the framers, the interpretation of the Constitution. And that power is relegated to the people. If we find that a provision of the Constitution results in manifest injustice in one way or another, the solution of that problem is not for a judge to stand up and hammer his fist down on the podium and say, I find it so. It's for the judge to be humble and say, it's up to the people under Article 5 to change the Constitution. Intended meaning is this, and that's what we must enforce.
Right. But that's now, my concern, Jonathan. That is my concern exactly, that the people don't know that, and they count on the people not knowing that, so that the liberals think that if they got their justice in, that can just make up stuff because it's a Supreme Court justice in a 5-4 ruling, that now that it basically changed the Constitution from that perspective. Again, that's what concerns me more than who or who isn't going to be put up to be a judge, because I don't believe on the left that they have that. Is fealty the right word to the Constitution?
Sure. Here's the thing. The Constitution is a document of intended meaning, and the intentions for the provisions of the Constitution are rather clear, both the express language and the intended meaning. If that meaning or those intentions are ones that lead to results that people find objectionable, then it's up to them to amend the Constitution to change it. But the Constitution recognizes that sovereignty lies in the people, and it follows the Declaration of Independence, which provides that, you know, rights are the province of the people, that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed. It's not the situation that governments are instituted among men to define the rights of the governed. And rights are originated not by government. They don't come from government. They come from God. And those rights are independent of the government. And they give us at birth our rights from God, not from the government. And that's a critical distinction that the Founding Fathers meant to express and understand and infuse throughout the government.
Well, and that's where, again, the concern I have with even Kavanaugh, if he's going to be allowing, like I said, he says one thing but did another. And that, you know, mom always tells you, don't judge people so much on what they say. Observe how they live. What do they do? Unless they've had a major epiphany and then they're living differently as opposed to suddenly finding religion, right, when it's convenient. So that's my concern with Kavanaugh.
Of appointment. I mean, it's been the history of appointments that rarely do judges, justices on the Supreme Court, perfectly mirror the ideological preferences of those presidents appointing them. And or of a particular ideological constituency, whether conservative or liberal. Rarely do they stick with that. So we end up with a situation, you know, you ask yourself, would I support if I were a senator, would I support Brett Kavanaugh? Would I vote in his favor? And I think I would. The reason is that while he may not be perfect in the sense that he will do exactly what I want him to do, the fact of the matter is, if someone even professed to want to do exactly what I wanted to do, independent of me, sitting on the Supreme Court, he'll do what he was, you know, well pleased to do. And you just have to hope that what they say is what they'll do. And you have to hope that their respect for the Constitution is so great that that sense of a need to protect this institution, this magnificent protection of individual liberty, will reign prominent in their beings when they consider issues rather than pedestrian, local, or political concerns of the moment.
Right. Well, and my hope for the American people is to realize that even if it's a decree by the Supreme Court, it does not supersede that divine law that, you know, we are imbued with, again, by virtue of our birth. That's where the rights come from. And I think that when we talk about nature and nature's God that was referenced, I want folks to remember that. But the idea here is, of course, the Supreme Court is not supreme in creation. and, again, subtle but very important distinction, because even conservatives, so-called conservatives, have gone on the court and done things, I believe, in violation of the right to life, liberty, and property. In terms of, you know, we've talked about Fourth Amendment, search and seizure issues, Patriot Act issues since 9/11. Again, a lot of things that have been walked back in the name of crisis or, emergency. You know, and the law of what we call necessity, when they say it's necessary, there is no rule of law under necessity. It becomes whatever goes, and that's a concern. But Jonathan, I do appreciate your candor in addressing Kavanaugh and some of the concerns that I had as well. I think you expressed it beautifully, and we'll see where it goes now. And whether he gets confirmed or not, I have a sense that the Republicans are still going to control the House and the Senate, with the walk-away campaign becoming more obvious. People are so disgusted by the political left at this point. So we've got one more segment to go on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord. Let's see, what do we got left to cover? A little bit on the Democrats? Yeah, maybe. A little bit more on Trump, and a nice note from Kim Jong-un, perhaps. We'll see where we go. Stick with us. We're also up on YouTube. Thanks to our friends at GCN for syndicating us on radio as well.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of
applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, and radio stations around the country, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. And when we are live, well, even when we're not now, Super Don found a way to do it, streaming through YouTube until we get banned. And some of our videos are now going also up at real.video. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has set up a video site that will not censor conservatives or natural health and healing, unlike YouTube. So I don't know if you heard about that, Jonathan, but the Health Ranger is going at it again. He's doing great work. Do we have Jonathan, or we lose him again? Okay, give him a call back, or he's calling back in. Sorry about that. I thought he was with me that whole time. Anyway, like I said, the real.video is now, I think it still may be in beta test mode, but more and more videos are being uploaded, and I would encourage you, in addition to you sharing our YouTube links, share our real.video links as well to get more people plugged into the area where they're not censoring conservative thought and constitutional thought and natural healing principles. And Jonathan, you back with me? There you are. Okay. So, yeah, I was just saying how excited I was that Mike Adams has established real.video as an option because YouTube is clamping down on anybody that's not a liberal socialist or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, how ridiculous.
Indeed it is. Now, yeah. Now, in Congress, they had some hearings, and, wow, Peter Strzok, what a piece of work this guy is. Did you see any of this?
Yeah, he struck out. The hubris of these people who are supposed to be servants in defense of the law, who, in his case, grossly biased, he's supposed to be impartial, attacking the president, deeming himself to be capable of preventing the president from remaining president, and then engaging in the use of government resources, power, to pursue a political agenda in favor of Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump. There can be no greater threat to the survival of the presidency or the power of the people to have their will expressed through their vote than when the secret agencies of the government turn on one party and try to defeat it, even after the people who've expressed their will, even after the Electoral College votes are in, to undo the results of an election. And that's what he was part and parcel of, a conspiracy to do that, and he ought to be thrown in jail. We've coddled these people for too long. We need to take stiff action to ensure that it doesn't happen again. But I don't see that happening.
Do you think this is a matter of that so-called either deep state or the swamp protecting itself at this point?
Absolutely. This is a case where you've got people in positions of power who are panicking, namely Obama and the White House. They're panicking, and they're looking to use power of the state at our expense to undo the election of their opponent. They're planning on having Hillary Clinton take power. They fully anticipate that that'll happen, and they're abusing the power of the executive branch to achieve that end. When it doesn't happen, when shattering results to the contrary occur, all this stuff becomes exposed because the new party's in power. Now, we don't need this at all. This is the undermining of a republic. This is the undoing of a respect for the political will and authority of the people in favor, again, to elites in Washington who would like to tell you what you should have done with your vote. And dissatisfied and not willing to accept the results of an election, they go about trying to undo it through the use of secret agencies of the government of the United States, the FBI.
Hmm. You know what? This is something that if the FBI, the good people in the FBI can't clean house, that organization, is toast for the American people. They will not trust anything that they do. And I think the people in it that are good people in it know that. I just don't know how they're going to clean it up.
I think you're right. I think it's a disaster, and they have to clean house. They should take. I mean, Strzok is still employed.
Amazing, amazing. Hey, we got breaking news here about our friends in England. Trump's Brexit blast. The Sun is reporting that he told May how to do Brexit, but she wrecked it, and that the U.S. trade deal is off. And basically, her soft approach on Europe and the Brexit, the exit of Britain from the European Union, is such that Donald Trump is just tired of getting the short end of the stick on American trade deals. So he's put the gauntlet down to her, too. Look at this. We'll have more to talk about next week, won't we, Jonathan?
We will.
Well, continue to enjoy the swimming pool and the kids and the summer fun. I'm just glad that you're doing it. And we'll catch up more, if not after the show, certainly before next week, and rekindle the sacred fire of liberty once again. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after the news break. What are they doing to Darla Shine and why? And we've got Inside Scoop. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.